You're with Selena Green this morning. It is 14 minutes past nine. Well, we're back into 2023. We're going to get back into some of our regular segments as well. And quite often throughout the year, I get this man into the studio, Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, to find out what our men's sheds have been up to. Hello, Peter, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all the listeners, and we're raring to go for another fantastic year.
Fantastic to have you back in. Now, usually what we do with you is we get you to do a whip around of all the local sheds and sort of what projects has been working on, but it's been a little bit quiet over summer for the men's sheds?
Yeah, most of the sheds closed down for the summer break, and they're just starting back again. So what I thought this time round was I'll give you a little bit of a history of how the men's shed movement started, because this year is, I believe, their 30th year in running.
How wonderful.
It's a little bit of a rundown in that regard.
So 30 years of this organisation existing, and it's an organisation or a movement really started here in South Australia, which a lot of people might not know.
Yeah, it is believed to have started in the Goolwa Strathalbyn area by a female doctor up there. And she, in treating her retired gentleman and so forth, noticed that there was a lot of depression and so forth with these fellas, and so she organised with the local service groups around the place to see what they could come up with, and they said, look, you know, why don't we just build a shed and see if they'll do anything with it. It was only a gathering type thing for the fellas to get to, so that's how it all started, but it didn't take very long for it to get out of hand and start going up to Kapunda and Nuriupta and up through the hills, and you know, and other doctors found out about it and they thought, you know, this is a fantastic idea. So it sort of went from there.
It caught and off it went. And then once there was quite a few sort of set up in South Australia, then it started really spreading to other states, and they probably realised,
yes,
hang on, we might want to coordinate this.
Yeah, it quite quickly went to Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. And they decided that, hey, we better get something incorporated here and put in a few rules and regulations and all that sort of stuff. So they organised a meeting in Sale in Victoria and discussed all these things. Didn't do much at that meeting. It was more of a gathering than anything else. But they then attended another one. They decided they'd have another one up in New South Wales, and everybody sort of said, oh, we don't need Sydney again, you know. So they went to Newcastle in New South Wales.
Right. So from there, and now 30 years later, there's a lot of these sheds right across Australia.
From there, yes, there is a hell of a lot. There's well over 1,300 sheds in Australia alone. It has spread to 20 other countries throughout the world. If you look at places like Ireland, there's more sheds per capita over in Ireland than what there are in Australia. It is getting bigger and bigger. I know that the first president of the Australian Men's Shed Association didn't get much time in his shed. He was all too busy going around the country and overseas starting up new sheds. I believe in the past couple of years there's a story going around that one of the Rotarians from Sydney went to Hawaii, and while he was over there, he was talking to his brother, who was also a Rotarian, and what he does with his shed in Sydney. And they thought, wow, this is fantastic. So within 2 weeks of him being in Hawaii, there were apparently two sheds going up over there. It's now started off all over in America, and we're looking forward to seeing how big it actually does get.
Yeah, I didn't realise that there was such a good presence of men's sheds internationally. So that's great to see that concept, you know, really spreading. And it is shown when you come in and you talk about the projects that the sheds work on. I guess every shed you go to, then we were working on something different. There's such a diversity on what the sheds do.
Oh, yeah. Mm. There is such a diversity. You go to Wales and their men's shed is actually a singing shed. You go to Ireland and there's some sheds there, all they do is make beer. I have a number of sheds that I quite often correspond with throughout not only Australia but overseas as well, and you find some of the things that they do are quite extraordinary.
Yeah, because I guess the idea is, you know, about that companionship and having a place to go, and that social aspect of as well, not so much the work. It really can be anything that anyone wants to turn their hand to.
It is, yes. And, I mean, the shed doesn't just do work.
Mm.
I've come in here with one of the previous announcers, Rebecca Lowe, I think it was, and I bought another gentleman from our shed, and it was during the time of the year when people have mental health and all that, you know, they talk about that.
Mm.
And I bought one of the gentlemen in that actually helped, the shed actually helped him, and he's still with us now because of the fact that he was in the men's shed.
Yeah.
So, yes, we talk to each other. Contrary to what popular belief is that men don't talk to each other, we do talk to each other in the shed.
Mm.
Whatever's said in the shed is usually kept private.
Yes.
I got a lot of stories that I can tell that I don't tell because I'm not allowed to. I don't want to.
Mm.
You know, those people, I keep their, you know, keep their trust.
Yes.
And and that's what it's all about. And you know, we have a lot of fun. There's it's just like going to work sometimes. We try not to treat it like a work process. We have a lot of fun. There's a lot of banter goes around.
Mm.
A lot of camaraderie. We don't just do the shed itself. We, in our local shed, we go out and do Glenburnie race courses when we do. We do Bunnings. We do a number of other things, projects for schools and the council and so forth. We've got to be seen to be looking after the local area. So, very good.
As you say, it's just men do talk. Sometimes you just got to provide that outlet for them and that opportunity. And I've heard that from so many men who've been involved in men's sheds over the years. Peter Hennis is in the studio with me today from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. Tell me a bit about the history of how the Mount Gambier Men's Shed came to be formed. How long has that been around?
Mount Gambier Men's Shed actually started around about 2007. So there we're coming up to, what's that?
Don't ask me to do math, 17, Peter.
17, 20 to about 14 years or something or other we've been going. And, the council initiated a public meeting and with interested people, and it was actually Christine Plunkett, who is the wife of our treasurer at the moment, John Plunkett, and she was representing the community health and so forth with the council. And current members that we've got there are Don Clemens, Gary Vanderbeer, Kelvin Smybert, which a lot of listeners would know a little bit about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was also one of the early members. And in 2009, Graham Carter, Don Clemens, Bernie Rogers, who's now passed away, Peter Schultz, Tony Potts, Kelvin Smybert, Gary Vanderbeer and Richard Harry were the inaugural members of the shed. And they started off up in the Baptist Church.
Right.
Up behind the Lady Nelson there. And I believe Tony Potts came along, and that's where the idea of the scones on in the morning, that's where that initiated. And we still continue that today.
Fantastic. So from there, obviously that's not where you're located these days. So there's obviously been a process gone through, and now you've got your current home.
Yeah, we went out to the Rockler Pipes area out on North Lake Terrace, and we were there for a number of years. As things happen, they got a little bit lower and a little bit short on space, and more people turned up. And we ended up approaching council, and in 2010, somewhere around that area, we acquired the shed that we're currently in at the moment.
And are you pretty happy with your membership? Are you keen to have some more? Most organisations are always happy to have a few more hands on deck.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, all sheds are looking for new members.
Mm.
Always looking for new members. Our shed at the moment is up around the 70 mark. Not all attend at the same time. We're opening it up now on a Wednesday, so we're now having a Tuesday, Wednesday and a Thursday. We're trying to promote people to go on the Wednesday to take a little bit of pressure off on the Tuesday and the Thursday because our little tea room or lunch room, whatever you call it, is probably, if everybody turned up, we couldn't fit you all in. It's just not allowed.
Yeah.
You know, safety rise,
exactly.
We couldn't put everybody in there.
Mm.
We usually get around about 30-odd people on each day.
Mm.
Always look for new members. I mean, we don't turn people away if they turn up. They don't necessarily have to be elderly people.
Mm.
We'll look after the young ones as well because some of the young ones have got some smart ideas as well, and we all help each other.
Yeah.
If there's a problem, then we try and fix it up.
And probably some handy skills that can be passed on as well.
Yeah. Well, initially that's why I joined the shed.
Mm.
I thought there's a lot of old people, like everybody else thinks. I went along thinking there's a lot of old people. I might go and tap into some of their knowledge. Trouble is, I got there and there wasn't a lot of old. There was a lot of old people, but they didn't. There was only a few of them had the knowledge.
Mm.
So, it just evolves from there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's been such a great outlet for you, Peter, and for many people who've been involved in their local men's sheds. And we have a heap right across the southeast and into Western Victoria, and as you say, right across the country and internationally. Fantastic to celebrate 30 years of the men's shed. As you said, things will start ramping up now. Members will start coming back. Some of those projects will get underway now we get into the year.
Yes, they will start ramping up. I have 15 sheds that I ring up every couple of months to have a talk to, and I've become friends with a lot of them sheds. Occasionally I'll forget about going to my shed and the wife and I will go away on a bit of a trip, and we'll venture into one of these other sheds just to meet the people so that they know who they're actually talking to. So I keep in touch with them various other ways as well.
Wonderful. Well, Peter, we'll have you back in a little bit later in the year, and happy 2023 to all of our men's sheds.
Yep, and to all the listeners, we'll catch you in about 2 months' time.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. If you'd like to join your local men's shed, well, give them a call. Maybe hop on the men's shed website and have a look as well. They're very happy to talk to you about a membership.